Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, I'm here.
Hello. So, obviously, you are bracing yourself for the usual flood of Valentine's flowers and gift deliveries gone wrong.
I am, indeed, because after the Black Friday and then the Christmas online shopping delivery fails, come the inevitable Valentine's Day delivery fails. Although last year, to be fair, shame, the likes of Net Florist were literally dealing with a perfect storm situation. They had both load shedding and torrential downpours.
Oh, of course, it was the flooding.
In their biggest markets, I think KZN and Gauteng.
Yeah,
killer combo for them. So it goes without saying that people who spend hundreds of rand and a bid to show their loved ones their love and appreciation on Valentine's Day are not really interested in the delivery being made after February the 14th.
No.
Yeah, a late birthday gift delivery is bad enough, but a late Valentine's delivery is a particularly bad letdown for the sender and the receiver, right? So, not good.
So what legal rights do consumers have when delivery promises are not met?
That's what I wanted to talk about today. So Section 19 of the Consumer Protection Act says a supplier must refund the customer if they are unable to deliver on the agreed date and time. So if you go into a normal shop and you order a new fridge or a lounge suite and they say they'll deliver on Friday morning and come Friday you hear nothing, you then have the legal right to cancel and get your money back. You don't have to accept them saying, no, we'll come on this day or that day.
Okay.
Like if you are cutful at that point, you can say, I'll give them my money back, and they must. When you order from a website, an online purchase, the Electronic Transactions and Communications Act covers the purchase, and it has a section called performance, and basically it says the supplier must give you your goods within 30 days or whatever they promised you. So a lot of places will say between 5 and 10 working days, that kind of thing.
Mm.
If it doesn't happen, you can cancel the agreement with 7 days written notice according to that act and get your money back. You do not have to accept late delivery. Mostly these companies, if you wanted a refund, they should give it to you. Some of them might try and do the sneaky, we'll give you a credit thing. You don't have to accept that. Also, it doesn't matter if you've bought your goods on a sale or promotion or not. It's totally immaterial. It doesn't stop. Unfortunately, that doesn't stop some retailers sneaking into their T's and C's that they won't, refund you or whatever if it's a promotional item. That's immaterial. They must, if they don't deliver, basically is what I'm saying, you are entitled to get your money back. But of course, Darren, getting your money back for a Valentine's delivery gone wrong is small compensation. getting the roses on February 16 or 15 is just might as well not happen.
Yeah.
And I always have a case study. So a Joburg woman at Christmas, which is the last big fail time for online delivery, she ordered 2 bottles of champagne, and I mean champagne, Moët de Chandon, for clients. She ordered them on the 1st of December, got them on the 7th of January, having tried unsuccessfully to cancel the order when she then had to run out and buy extra gift.
Mm.
I took the case up with Macro and they didn't do sorry for the inconvenience. They very gratifyingly said, we failed her at every turn. This order got lost with the couriers and the system should have flagged that. It was a terrible experience for her.
Mm.
I think it's worth mentioning this case just for real language use.
Yes.
And they have now refunded her in full. I think it was something like 430 rand a bottle. And she gets to keep the bubbly just in time for Valentine's Day.
Oh.
So, to everyone out there listening, good luck with the Valentine's orders, whether you're sending or receiving. And please let me know if you didn't get the goodies on time on the 14th.
Yes.
Or if the roses didn't look anything like they looked in the photo on the website when you ordered. Let me know.
Yes, so take website photos and actual photos and we'll do a comparison study.
But I love it. Yes.
Perfect.
Please.
Thank you, Wendy. And if you want to get a hold of Wendy, you can do so on her Facebook. It's Wendy Nola Consumer. There's a K in Nola. And there is an email option. East Coast Breakfast.